Been there, done that. It's time for a change.
Hi, I'm Rob Spears.
And I'm Brenda Michaels, and we're the hosts of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference.
If you're ready to engage life, expand consciousness, and ride the wave rather than be bowled over by the incredible changes that are upon us, then join us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. on KKNW 1150 a.m. or 98.9 HD3 or ConsciousTalk.net, where together we'll forge the new human being.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
If you love dogs, tune in to The Dog Show with Julie Forbes, live every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. We'll talk about everything dog and interview authors, experts, and amazing organizations, both locally and nationally. And don't even get me started on the pet food industry. I'm Julie Forbes. Find us online at www.dogradioshow.com and also as a free podcast on iTunes. The Dog Show with Julie Forbes, an evolved perspective on life with dogs.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up, the sun is red, live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue, now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk. Welcome you to officially to the third hour of this week's edition of Animal World. I know, yeah, I got behind, but, you know, 3 hours is just not enough. Anyway, well, an hour certainly wasn't enough with Nick. But anyway, we are here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world. If they've got internet access, and the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website and bring up the links that you need to stream the show. And, boy, it is Shelter, Rescue, Sanctuary, and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday. And, boy, did I enjoy catching up with Nick York and the Department of Fish and Wildlife, Curly and Bear Dogs. And, you know, I just had a hot flash, Kathy. And I'm thinking that, you know, we typically do these Shelter, Rescue shows on the first Sunday of the month. I'm thinking that maybe the first Sunday of May, if that wouldn't coordinate with Nick and some of the wildlife officers and a couple of the Curly and Bear Dogs or so, we'll get them into the studio. Maybe we can do a whole show with them on the first Sunday of May. Otherwise, we'll probably have to move into the summer sometime, wait for a five Sunday month. But I'm thinking I want them in, and I want to talk more about this in much greater detail as soon as possible, because we really want to get on board and really start getting them some really good funding. Because what we didn't have time to talk about, and what you guys need to know, is that these officers end up most of the time paying to support these dogs and purchasing them with their own money.
Oh no!
You know, and they're not wealthy by any
means.
You know, but they spend a lot of their own money to support these dogs and this program, and that just shouldn't be. Unfortunately, the powers that be, government-wise, don't want to support this program. Because, you know, the budgeting is so little and all of that. Anyway, we should clean all that up. But we really got to get some fundraising going.
Well, maybe we ought to put up on your Facebook page, too, something about contact information. So if listeners want to do some support.
Well, it is up on current events on the website.
Good.
Related to the 5Ks and how to get in there and so forth. But and I'm going to get more information to talk about that as well. I totally forgot to find out where people could send money and so forth. So we'll find that out. But
okay,
anyway, we'll
enough.
Get that programming done soon. Now we are going to change focus and we're going to kind of go back to the dog and cat and household companion critter department. And we're going to welcome back to Animal World the executive director of Animal Rescue Foundation of Everett, most commonly known as ARF. And that would be Amy Ferguson. Good morning, Amy. Welcome back to Animal World.
Hi, Martha. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. And for anybody, because last time we had you on in the first hour, so our third hour listeners probably didn't hear you, will you give us the lowdown on what the heck is ARF, the Animal Rescue Foundation of Everett?
Yeah. So what we are is we are a nonprofit organization devoted to helping the animals of the Everett Animal Shelter. So we work in conjunction with the Everett Animal Shelter, you know, based on what their needs are and what the animals' needs are. And it really means that we do a variety of things, but that statement is very all-encompassing. But we do everything from adoption events to helping with medical equipment, and even just overall enhancing the lives of the animals at the shelter.
All right. So you do fundraising,
yes.
And you've helped purchase a lot of good stuff. Tell us about that.
So we're very excited because this 2015 was a really big year for just kind of pushing the shelter in a direction of where they can do, you know, be more independent. Well, one of the things we did is we purchased a blood machine. So basically, when an animal comes in, rather than having to wait for test results, you know, that sometimes can take a few days to get, they can get instantaneous results. So, and we also have a couple other things kind of in the works, but that's one of the things that we can help with as far as, like, you know, this is an immediate need that we can take care of.
All right. Now, you also do some education stuff, right?
We do. And that was...
Month, we had you on early in the show because you were having your first... there was a class going on at the animal shelter, like later in the morning. And tell us about that and how did it go? What actually was it? I've kind of forgotten the details.
So it was with Jennifer Anderson, and she's with Positive Transformation, which is, you know, her goal is to really help to educate the public on dog bites, you know, just dog behavior in general, but how can we prevent dog bites? So she came up to the shelter, and it wound up being about a two-hour class.
Wow.
So it went over the time because it was such great information. But what happened is we were able to offer the class for free, and people came up, and they learned essentially how to read an ant, you know, how to read a dog.
Mm.
You know, so when you walk up to your dog, you know, look at their ears, look at their tail, you know, just kind of an overall assessment and see where they're at. And what was really kind of fascinating is we had people come up. In fact, one woman didn't even have animals, but she lives in a very dog-centric area. And she's like, I just want to know what I can do to be around these dogs. So it was very cool.
All right.
So lots of animal lovers came to it.
Now, is this a class that you will be repeating so our listeners will have a chance to go again? Or are you going to do other kind of educational stuff? Or what's the deal?
We'd love to. We have some other things kind of in the works as far as, you know, what more we can do. But that's one of the goals that we see with us is being able to provide education for the community. We don't have anything set in stone yet, but hopefully this will have some more classes we can do.
All right. And it's really exciting to see the support that local, you know, animal shelters are getting. And I know that, at least with the Seattle Animal Shelter, it just used to be such a dismal place. You know, I remember it when I was a child and in years beyond that, but I hated to go there. And then the you know, volunteers got involved and started helping, and now they've done a big, huge remodel and really has kind of transformed the place. And it seems that that kind of stuff has gone on up at the Everett Animal Shelter as well, you know, with ARF and all the stuff that you do. And I've been so impressed. You know, it just it doesn't seem like, you know, that your basic city or county shelter that's crummy and dirty and underfunded and overworked sort of thing. It sounds it sounds like you guys really do a great job of supporting.
Yeah, thank you. And it's true. And I think that there was a lot of misconception with, well, you know, the shelter moved to a new location in 2009. And that was huge. I mean, it really changed so much at that point. And it went from being this, you know, what back in the day we called the pound.
Right.
Into a shelter. And that's, you know, and hopefully it's something that, you know, the rest of the country starts repeating. You know, you know, in animal welfare, as you know, in the Pacific Northwest, we're pretty big in animal welfare.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's the, you know, hopefully the rest of the country kind of follows our footsteps in that, because, you know, we want, you know, all shelters to be a shelter, not the pound.
Right. And I'm impressed with the amount of veterinary work and stuff that's going on up at the animal shelter now, because you almost have like a little veterinary clinic sort of thing going on, don't you?
They do, and it's and so that's one of the things when they built the new shelter in 2009, they came to ARF and said, would you be willing to give us some seed money to start this clinic? Because at that point, we were paying for outside services for the animals. So, you know, an animal needs this, they have to go to a veterinary's off, you know, veterinarian, which is just, it's more added stress to the animal. So we gave them a grant for $40,000 to get the clinic up and going. And we've given them grants every year since then, which the last few years we've focused more on giving them specific items or paying for specific things. But it definitely helped. And it's one of those things that now they have a full-time vet. They have a full-time vet tech. They have all these things in place that are really vital. But, you know, they don't adopt out any animal that isn't spayed or neutered.
Because I think that's kind of unheard of in a lot of places in the country, a shelter or, you know, a pound type situation, having a vet clinic to begin with and then having a full-time vet and a full-time vet tech. I mean, I think that's a big deal.
Yeah, we think so, too.
Yeah. You know, you're buying all this cool equipment so they can do a lot of testing on the animals and really help them become more adoptable into good forever homes.
Yes. Yeah, that's where we see ourselves really playing a part into that, is what can we do? And that's one of the reasons we kind of use the word enhance, is like, how can we make it even better? You know, and that's kind of the educational piece for us too, is like, how can we, you know, how can we increase pet retention? How can we, you know, help the public understand, you know, how to get along with their animals and how to get along with others? But also too, the flip side of that is we want to get people up to the shelter. So it's, you know, it's very, like I said, it's very kind of all-encompassing for us.
All right. Well, I need to stay on time in this hour because, unfortunately, I can't extend the show. We can't go past noon, so I got to stay on time. We got to take care of our advertisers here, because without them, we can't do this great programming and support all these great causes for our animal friends. I do want to say we got to get a Missing Link giveaway in. So how about do that now, and I'll give you the phone numbers, local number 425-373-5527. If you'd like some Missing Links sent right to your door, 3 formulas for dogs, 1 for cats, 1 for birds, 1 for poultry, and the wellness blend, vegetarian, you can feed to anybody. And toll-free number 1-888-298-5569. 425-373-5527. And how about Missing Link words of the day? Let's just go with ARF, because that's who we're talking with. So pick up your phone, call Kathy, and pick up some Missing Link. We're going to take care of our advertisers. We're going to come back, talk more with Amy from the Animal Rescue Foundation of Everett and the Everett Animal Shelter. And we'll find out, you know, how you can participate if you, you know, want to be a volunteer and get involved, and see if they've got any more fundraisers coming up, and everything we need to know before before we continue. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information. Have you heard about energy balancing for animals? Elite master of the bioenergetic synchronization technique, Nels Rasmussen, has been creating transformations in health, mobility, and athletic performance in dogs, cats, and horses for over 30 years. To learn more, you can visit online, NelsHealingMinistry.com, or call 425-238-2668. That's 425-238-2668.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Acutonics for Dogs and Cats and Acutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Ahead of the talk radio curve, naturally. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and thanks for spending your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And we are winding down now our shelter rescue sanctuary and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday. And by the way, we still have Missing Link available. So if you would like some Missing Link for your dog or cat or bird or chickens or your rabbits, guinea pigs, hamsters, whatever you like, we've got a version of Missing Link that will only make their life better and them healthier and happier. So give Kathy a call at 425-373-5527 if you would like some Missing Link. And we are talking to the executive director of the Animal Rescue Foundation of Everett, which helps to support the Everett Animal Shelter, and that would be Amy Ferguson. Good morning again, Amy.
Hi there.
All right. We've in our last 4 minutes here. Tell us how... yeah, I mean, obviously, you guys have donated a lot of money to the Everett Animal Shelter to help with all this stuff, and I'm assuming it all comes from, you know, the fundraising that you guys do, and, you know, how do people participate in that?
So we, and you're right, you know, we're a totally fundraising group, like most, you know, nonprofits, especially around here, are. So what we do is we do a big event in May called Golden Paw Gala,
And that's coming up, isn't it?
It is. It's on May 21st, and it's at the Everett Golf and Country Club.
Uh-huh.
So it's kind of a nice time for us to get out of the shelter, you know, get out of our scrubby shelter clothes and dress up in nice clothes. And this year we're having a magician, a stage magician, come on, and we do a silent auction. We do a, you know, we are even going to have a few live auction pieces this year, as well as a dessert dash and dinner and all kinds of fun stuff. So we are looking for volunteers for that right now. So if you go to our website at everettarf.org, we have a volunteer section on there.
So everettarf.org is the website.
Correct.
Okay. And the event, the Golden Paw Gala, is going to be on Saturday, May 21st. The tickets are on sale, and you can get information about that through the website, right?
Correct.
But you want volunteers to what, help work the event? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. So we need volunteers, you know, for the silent auction piece, for, you know, check in, check out pieces, kind of all the components of a big event like that.
Excellent.
And it takes a lot of us. It takes about 30 people to pull this event off. So there's a lot involved. But we also do other events throughout the summer. So it's a good segue into our summer events, which are adoption events and outreach events. A lot of those are outside, and it's fun. It's a fun way to get out and talk about the shelter.
All right, and where did you say it's going to be again?
So the Golden Paw Gala will be at the Everett Golf and Country Club.
And that's on a Saturday. What time of the day?
So our event runs about 6 p.m. to 9:30 p.m.
Okay.
We open up our doors at 5:30, but we pre-sell all of our tickets.
Okay.
So on our website, we have a section where you can buy tickets through there.
And is it like the kind of the typical fundraiser type thing where you've got a dinner and silent auction, live auction type stuff, or what actually goes down?
So we do the dinner. We do a silent auction. We have a couple live auction pieces. But then we also have our stage entertainment, which is the magician this year. So it's a fun way. It's, you know, we kind of try to add another element into it. So it's not just, you know, just an auction. It's also some entertainment too.
Well, that sounds fun. It's been a long time since I've seen a magician in person. So that should be. I mean, you know, you see sometimes on TV and America's Got Talent, that kind of stuff. But I would imagine having a magician as the entertainment, that ought to be pretty fun.
It is. And last year we had a stage hypnotist. So every year we try to change it up a little bit and get something new and different in there.
All right. So once again, that is the it's actually the third annual ARF fundraiser,
yeah,
Golden Paw Gala, Saturday, May 21st, and they're looking for volunteers to work the gala, but also we're looking for, you know, attendees that want to go. And one more time, the location is
the Everett Golf and Country Club from 6 to 9:30 on May 21st.
Everett Golf and Country Club, 6 to 9:30. And with all kinds of great stuff. And if you are interested in working the event or buying a ticket and joining the fun, everettarf.org. All right, Amy, thanks so much for spending some of your Sunday morning with us again. And I look forward to the next time we get to chat. And you have an awesome day and enjoy the sunshine before the rain comes in.
Thank you. Thank you for all you do for the animals, too.
I appreciate it. Thanks so much, Amy. Bye-bye. Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right. We are going to switch big gears now, and we are going to welcome back to Animal World the co-director of the Ananda Institute of Living Wisdom, Living Wisdom. Well, it is kind of Living Wisdom, but it's the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga is the proper word, and that would be Reman McGilloway. Good morning, Reman. Welcome back to Animal World.
Good morning, Martha. Thank you for the invitation. Nice to be back on a beautiful day.
Well, it's nice to be back, and you are having a big, busy day because I think you just wrapped up service at the Ananda Temple in Bothell, right?
Yes, my wife Padma did the talk today, so I was free and smiling ear to ear.
Well, of course, and she's always wonderful. And yes. I think Padma I had on the air the last time that we did an interview. It was she that joined me. So I love going back and forth. But you guys are getting ready to head off on a plane somewhere later today.
Yes, as soon as we're done here, we'll head to SeaTac Airport and go to California to our original and main center, Ananda Village, and we have meetings with other community leaders from mostly the West Coast Ananda communities.
All right. Well, so for anybody who doesn't know, why don't you tell us what the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga is all about?
The Ananda Institute of Living Yoga represents that aspect of the practices and precepts of yoga, by which I include meditation, that really have its broadest application in life and to people. I say that to distinguish from other aspects of Ananda's work, like our community and like those who find Ananda as their spiritual home in pursuit and practice of Paramahansa Yogananda's particular writings and teachings and so forth, because yoga is for everyone. And so we distinguish the Institute from the core of Ananda so that people recognize that they are welcome to come, and they will learn techniques and all sorts of things that can better their life, whatever their life is all about and wherever their life is taking them. So that's why we call it the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga in Daily Life.
Yeah, because most people, I being one of them, before I got actively involved with Ananda and educated, I mean, but growing up, I thought yoga was, you know, physical body posturing and you know, that kind of exercise, and that's all yoga was. But that was really just a one part of yoga, right?
Yes, it is. And it's an interesting historical and cultural evolution of the meaning and use of the term. But, you know, even in India, where this has all come from long ago, the term yoga also had become associated with the body disciplines and postures. Mm-hmm. And whereas, in fact, those who study the meaning of the very term means union, that which binds, that which unites, that which integrates. Anyway, that the term historically in India referred to the much more, let's say, metaphysical and spiritually based aspirations of humanity towards divinity. And so only now is it gradually becoming more aware that the term yoga actually refers to the entire science of spirituality, that meditation and the yoga postures both complement each other. But it's still a long haul. For the most part, when I use the term, or when the term is used in public, people are thinking about the body positions, and they're wonderful. It's just a lot more to it than that.
Yeah, for sure. And if you're interested in learning more about this, there kind of interesting in that, because that you're on a plane going down to California to the original location, yeah, which is now called Ananda Village.
Mm-hmm.
And it's quite a large place, right?
Yes, it is. Some 900 acres with, I don't know the latest census, but pushing 300 people, families, single people, all manner of folks from different traditions and walks of life who have come together to live in harmony and to serve through our retreat center, to serve through our publishing house. People have private businesses and, you know, work for the community in the maintenance and development department of housing and so forth. It's a village. It's a complete village. It's not totally self-sustaining, you know, economically or that sort of agriculturally, mm-hmm, but there are farms and gardens, permaculture, cows and goats and all sorts of things there. So it's a wonderful
place. So the animal world is represented.
Oh, completely. Completely, yes.
And
yes, indeed.
And so it really essentially, it is a thriving example of an intentional spiritual community.
It is completely. And it's a big part of Ananda's work worldwide, because we're in Europe and in India and other centers around America too, and South, and we have a big work in the Spanish-speaking countries. But community is, you might say, or Paramahansa Yogananda did say, that in the time to come, and I think he was viewing globalization as a force, though nobody ever used that term back in the 40s and 50s, but people will start to come together on the basis of shared interests and ideals more and more. As the world unites, you have an admixture of all sorts of people and their varied and sometimes a little crazy lifestyles, and everything's all mixed up. And after a while, that leads to confusion and so forth. And it's not a question of discriminating. It's just a question of finding your friends.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not a question of turning your back on the rest of the world. It's just wanting to have meaningful relationships, have meaningful careers and things, ways of serving the world, the public, the local area community, doing things together, you might say, with heartfelt idealism and practical idealism. People are just hungry for this. You know, if you work for a corporation, you don't even know anybody. Decisions might be made halfway around the world that take away your profession or your job. And who wants to live like that? If you're sensitive, you want to have a meaningful life.
Yeah.
So I think he thought, and I believe too, that in the decades and generations to come, we'll see more and more intentional communities happening by all sorts of people. Ananda's just will eventually be a small part of a bigger movement.
Yeah, and I just as a hint, everybody, we're working on. I attended part of a class recently that Hariman and his wife Padma, the co-directors of the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga up here in Washington and in our greater Seattle area, it was called Ananda 101, and it was phenomenal. And even though I've been a member for never years now, I learned so much, and it was so great that we're planning the first Sunday that we can coordinate that works for all of us. I'm so excited. You're the first to know that Riemann and Padma are actually going to come and be here in the studio with us for the show, and they're going to do that class, Ananda 101, on the air for everybody. I'm so excited. We don't quite have a date nailed down yet, but sometime in the next few months, hopefully, that's going to happen, and I'm excited about that, because it's really interesting that the reason I had you talk a little bit about the Ananda Village and the original location is that we are up here in the Great Pacific Northwest, and we do things a little differently up here, and the Ananda Institute, you know, up here is not a 900-acre big community, as Padma likes to refer to. We have campuses around the area, so
that's
we have
right.
a bunch of different locations around here that are part of Ananda,
and including a farm on Kamano Island.
And our listeners know, because we had Zach and Haley, was the last Ananda show we did. They actually came in and were in the studio to talk to us about, you know, the wonderful organic no-till farming and so forth. And that is sometimes one place where people can get a taste for Ananda and visit, because they do some programs there at the farm, and mm-hmm. we've got the wonderful farm dinners and so forth that you can attend.
Yes. You know, if you go to their website, AnandaFarms.com, you'll see the dates for their farm suppers, which are late afternoon and catered by one of the local chefs on Kamano Island, who runs a little restaurant there. She does this to help the farm, and people eat outside, get to meet each other, take a tour of the farm. It's really a lot of fun. Most of them are sold out. We're sold out last year, so you want to book early. And it's just fun to go up to Kamano Island anyway, if you're sort of in the Seattle area, get out of town on a nice summer Saturday.
Oh, it's beautiful. And a lot of the food and the dinners, most of it is from the farm itself.
Yes, it is.
Really wonderful. Now, is that website Ananda Farm, is it .org or .com?
.com. Ananda Farms, plural, because they have plots farm plots down here in Linwood at our community. So it's AnandaFarmsPlural.com.
And I don't know if you know, but the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga also does, CSA, the consumer-supported agriculture thing. That's where, the produce is grown on the farm, and then you buy a subscription, and every week you pick up fresh produce from whatever location. And that is happening. Do you know if there are still slots available, or has it been sold out?
There are. They made an announcement today at our Sunday service minutes ago, and the CSA, as it's called, is the subscription farm. So you pay in advance to harvest in order to help the farmers have funds for their farming. And then for about 20 weeks, mid-June roughly to mid-October, let's say, depending on the weather and the crop, you get a share of the harvest that week. And it's fruits and vegetables, very popular. It's a great way to help the concept of of permaculture, no-till farming, and local farms, delicious. They call it prana mix. Maybe not everyone out there knows prana is the yoga word for life energy, vitality, and health. It's equivalent to the Chinese term qi, C-H-I. And so they have this very popular produce mix they call prana mix. It's, lettuce and spinach and kale and things like that. So
it's kind of like a salad mix you get in a bag. I picked up a bag of it after the service at Temple last week when I was there.
Yes, and what I like to do is I put a handful into my morning smoothie.
Well, I'm going home after the show today. I make a bunch that lasts a few days for me, and I'm putting some prana mix in that. But I have to tell you, Reman, I am so impressed with the Ananda Farm and the produce that comes, because I'm big on energy, and that the energy that goes into growing our food, planting, harvesting, and the energy around where it's grown really influences the quality of that.
It sure does. And as long as I've known you, Martha, you are very sensitive to energy in a very positive way. But I've seen you, heard you say certain things. I was astonished that you tuned right into this person or that situation. So I know you know what you're talking about.
Well, yeah. And what I can say is that I have never in my entire life ever tasted fruit and vegetables that are as good as what Hack and Zach and Haley and all the other folks that contribute to the Ananda Farm on Camino Island. I mean, the prana mix is out of this world. And I don't know if you've sampled other kind of salad mixes that all have all kinds of different greens and stuff in them. Nothing compares to this prana mix from the Ananda Farm. I mean, it radiates energy. The flavors are outstanding. And I'm totally spoiled now. I have to have my prana mix.
Well, there was an excellent article put out by County of Snohomish, the district that supports agriculture.
Yeah.
One of the author or writers for the district wrote this fantastic article. We have copies here in Bothell. And I was going to say to your listeners, too, that, they could come by maybe on a Sunday and pick up some prana mix and give it a try and then decide if they'd like to enroll into the subscription farm.
Sure.
But we have it here every Sunday, and then they attend farmers markets both on Camino Island and Stanwood. They'd like to expand those markets.
Yeah, and if you join the CSA, I think you could pick up weekly your produce on Camino, but you can also pick it up, can't you, at the meditation temple in Bothell.
Oh, and also East West Bookshop.
And also East West Bookshop. So in Seattle. How cool is that?
In the Roosevelt District.
I don't know. Is it naturally at the temple you pick up, or is it the Linwood community?
It's the temple.
At the temple.
Actually, both, Martha.
Both, you, okay.
But they're only 10 minutes apart. So.
Right. Yeah. So you have the option of joining the CSA. You can pick up on Camino. You can pick up in Linwood. You can pick up in Bothell. Or you can pick up in Seattle. How cool is that? So it's AnandaFarms.com if you want to register for the CSA. And I highly recommend it. Then also, if you wanted to, you know, get some of this phenomenal produce, a lot of the farm products that Haley and Zach make, you know, the wonderful soaps and lip balms and lotions and potions, and they just make all kinds of cool stuff.
Can I tell you a new product they just announced this morning?
Yeah.
They've made a tincture of nettles. Now, a lot of people think, oh, nettles. But nettles actually have a lot of healing qualities. And this tincture, they're recommending people use who have allergies. And even if they haven't started, it's even better to start, you know, taking a few drops every day because it lowers the histamine response, they're saying. So this tincture of nettles is and you can also get the nettle tea and just boil the nettle leaves and drink the tea. That's actually my favorite. So they've got some really wonderful products to check out.
And the products themselves are available in the boutique at the Ananda Meditation Temple in Bothell.
Yes.
They're also available at East West Bookstore.
Yes.
Bookshops. So you can pick them up there. So at any rate, what Reman was talking about, service at the Ananda Temple is every Sunday at 10 a.m.,
correct.
And it goes till about 11:15 or
that's
so.
Right.
And then there's always some, you know, some good visiting and snacks after service. And then the boutique is open, and Haley and Zach are there with a farm stand that has all the produce.
Right.
So that's a great place where you could pick stuff up if you wanted to sample.
You know, maybe with just a few minutes left, your listeners would be interested to know about the new yoga hall.
Yeah, absolutely. Because I'm prepared to let you go here in a couple minutes because you need to catch your plane. But before we wrap up, tell us about the new yoga hall.
Well, when we first designed this property years ago, it has this beautiful blue tiled domed meditation hall and so forth. We also knew that we would need a place where yoga could have a home of its own, yoga postures now.
Mm-hmm.
And we also knew that we needed a kitchen. We vegetarians are keen on having tasty, delicious, wholesome food.
Yes, we
are. So we combined the two, and after construction last year and a little bit into this year, the new yoga hall is finally open. We are steadily expanding the number of yoga classes we have, because no longer do we have to share the room with other activities and other kinds of classes. So it's a beautiful building right adjacent to the meditation temple. If you sign on it, you know, the Institute of Living Yoga. And so we're already increasing classes. We have an online registration system that we just unrolled to make it easy for students to buy passes or just to check themselves into class, this kind of thing.
And would that be at the website anandawashington.org?
Yes, it would.
Okay.
And we're going to dedicate the building on Sunday, May 15th, after our service, around noontime for 1 or 2 hours, and be lots of goodies and some yoga demonstrations. And
open to the public?
Oh, absolutely.
That's
why I mentioned it. And we'll have a local representative, Rosemary McAuliffe, and some yoga representatives in the region attending. So it's going to be a gala event.
Okay, and when is that again?
That's May 15th. That's a Sunday.
May 15th.
It's the Sunday after Mother's Day, just to peg that. And it'll be around noon after the normal
around
Sunday
noon,
service.
And that's at the Meditation Temple in Bothell for the grand opening celebration for the new yoga hall.
That's right.
Oh, and we're all invited. How cool is that?
You are all invited. It'll be a lot of fun.
And that's what we have to say. You know, Paramahansa Yogananda was a big fan of eating good food. So I have to say one of my favorite parts of being part of Ananda is that anything we do, the food is always fabulous.
Yes.
And it's always vegetarian. So that's
it's a tradition, really, all cultures, but certainly Indian culture to feed people.
And that certainly helps with our animal friends, too.
Yes, it certainly does.
All right. Well, I know you've got to run, Reman. So my love to Padma. You guys have a wonderful flight and soak up all that incredible joy down at Ananda Village. And I'm so excited for us, our plans to have both of you in the studio with us sometime soon. So we'll be working on that. And
maybe we can work on the first Sunday in June.
Ah, the first Sunday of June. Now, do you know, because I'm holding that open for you. Have you have you determined if you're available yet?
I'm 90% there.
Ooh, okay. So keep in mind, first Sunday of June. All right.
Right.
You guys
okay.
have a phenomenal trip, and thank you so much for spending some time with us here on Animal
thank
World.
Thank you, Martha, and thank you to all your wonderful listeners.
All right. Many blessings.
Okay. Joy
bye-bye.
To you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, I just love that man. And Padma, I'm very happy with this path, and I hope you all will join me in. And that May 15th, the grand opening for the Yoga Hall, oh, that will be out of this world. Now, I'll have to, that's not, we'll be on the air here. That's not my Sunday off, but I probably am going to have to boot scoot out of here at noon and up to the temple. So maybe y'all will join me too. And by the way, we gave the missing link to Amy from Everett Arf. So how cool is that? Now we've got to, before we run out of time, we got to take care of our advertisers for the last time in the show. So stay right where you are and listen, pay attention, support them, thank them, because without them, we can't do this kind of programming. We'll come back and chat a minute or two and then we'll be out of here. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Ever wonder what your pet is thinking, why they do certain things, or how they're adapting to a change in the household? Darcy Pariso, Animal Intuitive Medium and Reiki Master, can help you with all of those things. Darcy can help you connect with your pet or other animal, here or in spirit. She'll also share messages including your pet's past lives and soul purpose. Clients say Darcy's readings are so much more than they expected and result in a deeper bond with her pets. Contact Darcy at DarcyPariso.com. That's Darcy Pariso, PARISO.com. Or call 425-280-5132. Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information. Massage is good for everyone, including your pets. Check out the Northwest School of Animal Massage's exciting new Vashon Island location. The Northwest School of Animal Massage offers a full schedule of classes, including T-Touch, aromatherapy, and manual ligament therapy, plus massage for canines and small and large animal certification. Visit online at nwsam.com for registration details and to enroll online. For more information, call 877-836-3703. That's 877-836-3703. Or check out the Northwest School of Animal Massage on Facebook.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Write it down, shout it loud. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM. Now, wasn't that fun?
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and thank you for spending some time on your Sunday morning here with us. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And just in case you missed it, the contact for the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, if you're interested in the Ananda Farms CSA and getting your subscription, because you can, about 20 weeks throughout, you know, the late spring and summer months, you get fresh produce, and it is, I swear, the best on the planet. Unbelievable, the energy, especially in that prana mix. And you can pick up on Kameno Island. You can pick up at the Linwood Community. You can pick up at the Meditation Temple in Bothell or at East West Bookshop in Seattle. So you can check that out at www.anandafarms.com as well. You'll get the CSA information. And if you're interested in any of the classes and like the grand opening celebration for the new yoga hall, and both the yoga hall and the meditation temple are located on the Bothell Everett Highway. So you may have seen that beautiful cobalt blue dome on the top of the dome on the top of the temple. When you're driving by, and now you know what it is, you can go to anandawashington.org. And they got a nice event calendar and all the stuff that's happening. So, gosh, you know, we're about out of time, but I want to tell you next week, it is Best Bioenergetic Synchronization Technique Sunday, and in the house, Dr. Nels Rasmussen. If you want to check him out ahead of time, www.nelshealingministry.com. NelsHealingMinistry.com. Go to the testimonial page. Watch the videos of the dogs paralyzed from the waist down with no drugs, no surgery, and 4 to 7 treatments. They're walking again. He's really working miracles for animals and humans. And he does this bioenergetic synchronization technique remotely now for animals and humans. And so that's what he does on the air. He'll be in the studio, and we will have open phone lines throughout the show. And Dr. Nels can help your animal friends with behavior training or healing issues. He can do the same for you with, you know, physical stuff or emotional stuff. We kind of call it an energetic rebooting that he does. And he also can check for compatibility with foods or supplements or medications and dosages. So be sure and be here next week. Before we run out of time, I want to say, Mike, thank you so much for all that you do. And Kathy, thank you so much for all that you do. And I want you all to, now you can go out and enjoy the sunshine, because we're going to have a rain for a couple days, and then we're back into all the good stuff. So, as always, let me remind you, animals have feelings too. So treat your animal friends better than family. And please always be kind to, open your heart, and share your love with all living things. And I'll talk to you again next week.